The Israeli-Palestinian conflict shows no sign of slowing down. A Jewish settler was killed in a drive-by shooting in the West Bank last night, hours after a Palestinian gunman opened fire in the center of Tel Aviv. 10 people were injured, most of them Israeli soldiers. And an Israeli helicopter missile strike yesterday killed an Islamist militant. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli government has published the names of Palestinians it says are on its most wanted list. The Israeli Defense Ministry said the 7 men, who were from several different Palestinian factions, continue to carry out attacks despite appeals to the Palestinian Authority to arrest them. Israeli analysts say the message is clear. Either Yasser Arafat arrests the men, or they will be the next Israeli targets for assassination. Despite criticism from the United States, Israeli officials say these attacks will continue. Danny Ayalon, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's foreign policy advisor, says targeted killings limit both Israeli and Palestinian casualties.
If we do not do it, if we do not intercept those suiciders which are on the way to explode in our discotheques, in our supermarkets, in our city halls, malls, then indeed the escalation is for sure here, because if we have more casualties, more attacks, we will have to retaliate in a strong way.
But Palestinians say the assassinations only lead to more violence. Yasser Abed Rabo, the Palestinian Minister of Information, says the latest Israeli escalation underlines the need for the world community to step in.
We invite the international community to take a decision for sending international observers and for providing the Palestinian people with international protection. This is the only outcome. We are using political methods while Sharon government is using war crimes method.
Both Israeli and Palestinian analysts say last week's Israeli strike on a Hamas office in Nablus that killed 8 people, including 2 children, has increased support for Hamas among the Palestinian public. On Saturday, Israel fired rockets at a convoy led by the head of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction, Marwan Barghouti. Israel insists the target was not Barghouti, but one of his bodyguards who was injured in the attack. Israel Radio says the Palestinian who opened fire in the center of Tel Aviv yesterday, injuring 10 people, was from Fatah. In the past, Fatah has usually attacked in the West Bank and Gaza, not inside Israel. Ghassan Khatib says Hamas and Fatah now have the same goals.
I think that Fatah is involved directly and strongly in the fight, and Fatah has been targeted always, with or without a reason, by the Israeli army. And also Fatah is involved in the resistance. And I don't think that this is going to continue by any way. And any talk about the ceasefire is like jokes.
A U.S.-brokered ceasefire that was supposed to take effect in June has never taken root. Many on both sides say that unless the Bush administration intervenes, there is no chance to stop the violence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.